By law, the Director of National Intelligence must have, quote, extensive national security expertise. Past directors have been ambassadors, admirals, and military intelligence officers. The departing DNI, Dan Coats, also fits that description.
The man President Trump wants to replace Coats, however, does not. Texas Congressman John Radcliffe is a big backer of the president. NPR's Greg Myrie kicks off our coverage.
John Radcliffe has been a lawyer, a prosecutor, a mayor, and a Republican congressman. But he's never had a job in the intelligence community. And President Trump wants Radcliffe to be the director of national intelligence, overseeing 17 separate agencies from the CIA to the NSA to the FBI. David Priest is a former CIA officer.
This could be a tricky confirmation hearing because we don't have that track record of working with top secret intelligence on a regular basis. He's been a member of the Intelligence Committee in the House for 7 months.
Priest notes that past directors of national intelligence had considerable experience in intelligence, the military, or as diplomats. Not so with Radcliffe.
That's not to say anything about his ability to manage, but it certainly does show a sharp contrast with the resumes of all of those who have gone before him.
The 53-year-old Radcliffe has been based in Texas throughout his career. He served 8 years as the mayor of Heath, a wealthy town of 9,000 east of Dallas. He's been ranked as one of the most conservative members of Congress since he was elected in 2014. He staunchly supports the president and harshly criticizes Democrats for the way they've handled Robert Mueller's investigation, including his testimony last week. Here he is on Fox News Sunday.
They overplayed their hand and they did it in front of the American people on a national television audience. And it was just a train wreck of a week for the Democrats. And it was a great week for Donald Trump because of that.
If Radcliffe is nominated and confirmed, he would replace Dan Coats, who often contradicted the president with his assessments on Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Vince Houghton, who writes about the intelligence community and is the historian at the International Spy Museum, says Coats deserves high marks for speaking out when he knew it would anger Trump. But Houghton says just telling the truth is not enough if the message isn't getting through.
Because I don't care how good you are at presenting accurate information to your primary consumer. If your primary consumer is ignoring you and not willing to listen to the conclusions of the intelligence community, then the job is not being done.
The job was created in the wake of the 2001 Al-Qaeda attacks in order to have a senior official coordinating among all the intelligence agencies. Some critics say the job has never been well defined and has not had the impact that was intended. But David Priest thinks it's still important.
We've had plenty of presidents who listened to their directors of central intelligence, or in more recent years, directors of national intelligence. Even if they didn't like what they were hearing, they would take that phone call and they would keep inviting them back.
Radcliffe hasn't said much about intelligence matters. He did garner attention last week by accusing Robert Mueller of exceeding his authority in his investigation of the president.
I agree with the chairman this morning when he said Donald Trump is not above the law. He's not. But he damn sure shouldn't be below the law, which is where Volume 2 of this report puts him.
As Director of National Intelligence, Radcliffe would be responsible for telling the president about any threats to the 2020 election. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.